We just thank the Lord, sir, for another day that He's allowed us to see. I just give honor to my pastor and the saints. The Lord just blessed me to stand before you on this morning. And so just bring a thought to you, a lot of times it's been in my mind lately about the importance of sanctification. Staying true to what the Lord Jesus Christ has told us to do through His Word. A mind to want to be sanctified. He's called us out. And we want to stay in a position that where we can hear from the Lord Jesus Christ at all times, and He can bless us through our lives. Give me 1 second, I'm going to pull on. Have a little bit too much stuff in the bag. But I just thank the Lord, like you said, today, I wanted to kind of just leave a thought about my desire to live holy for Jesus. So, because there has to be a desire to want to live, for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just thank the Lord, for being able to, speak for the young people on so many levels, dealing with the young people with the National Church. Dealing with the young people here at the church and how the Lord Jesus Christ just puts them in our lives because they too have to be holy.
Right.
Yeah. They don't seem like it a lot of times, but we have to captivate the mind of them as well because, like you said, we don't want them to be lost.
Right.
Say in the house. They sitting in here, we'll be praising the Lord and their souls will be lost.
Right.
I said, but we want to reach out to each one on this morning. I'm a little nervous and asking the Lord to bless me on this morning. I do stand and thank the Lord for your prayers. My mom did text and she said the Lord Jesus Christ blessed on her behalf. So I thank the Lord. I said, because when you just lift His name up, the Lord will bless you. And she is happy. So I said, thank Jesus. I looked down. I said, wow, that was fast. But I thank the Lord. I said, because other saints are going to be praying too. They may not know what it is. They may expect yourself, but they'll begin to pray right along with you. So your job is to stay with Jesus and keep your mind on Him, okay? So let's go to Hebrews, the 13th chapter. And I did share this with Sister Mitchell last week. Just read the scripture about it in reference to the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to read the 11th through the 15th verse, and then I'm going to read chapter 12, the 28th through the 29th verse. Okay? And the 11th verse reads, "For the bodies of those beasts, whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, are burned without the camp. So wherefore Jesus also, that He might sanctify the people with His own blood, suffered without the gate." 13 says, "Let us go forth therefore unto Him without the camp, bearing His reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By Him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name." And verse chapter 12, 28 through 29 reads, "Wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire." And I just thank the Lord, for these scriptures. And what really stood out from these scriptures, was verse 13 and 14. It said, "Let us go forth therefore unto Him without the camp." It says, "Bearing His reproach." And unto a lot of people, looking at unto the Lord Jesus Christ, the word reproach being, expression of disapproval or a big disappointment.
Right.
And it tells us as saints, we have to bear. We have to go outside the camp and bear that reproach right along with him. It says bearing his reproach.
Right.
You know, like in other words, we got to stand up even though, you know, people are coming against or saying he's this and he's that. We're looking upon the death of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. The blood, the gory death that he gave himself for to sanctify his people with his blood.
Yes.
You know, like I said, because why? Verse 14 tells us, for here we have no continuing city,
right,
but we seek one to come.
Right.
Like I said, he died to sanctify him a people unto himself.
Right.
Like I said, we have to keep in mind, this is why sanctification is so important. Like I said, because this is not our home.
Right.
We didn't come here to stay. We're sanctified unto the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
What does sanctification mean? I'm separated just and totally for his use
right.
only.
Right.
Will I be able to participate in daily life? Yes, I will.
Jesus.
But it's that I have to be sanctified in the mind
right.
to know that I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
Like I said, during verse number 11, it talks about the bodies of those beasts whose blood was brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin,
yep.
were burned without the camp.
Right.
And we talk about because of Adam and Eve's sin in the garden, because of what they did.
Yep.
Like you said, all throughout mankind, or all throughout time,
right.
said those bodies of those beasts, those animals,
right.
they had to be sacrificed
right.
for sin,
yep.
for all trying to make up for every wrong
yep.
that they kept doing in their life. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he put a stop to that. He
yeah.
saw that this was just a continuing thing
right.
over and over
right.
and over again. But verse 12 says, wherefore Jesus also,
yep.
that he might sanctify
right.
the people with his own blood.
Right.
Nobody could do this thing but the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
They had to be without sin. Because
right.
constantly those animals had to be without spot. They had to be without blemish.
Yep.
Like I said, God forbid if you brought something that was with a blemish, you didn't have a sacrifice.
Right.
So the Lord said, well, I'm going to just put an end to all of this.
Right.
I'm going to come and I'm going to die for these people
yeah.
to cover from the beginning of time until the end.
Right.
Whoever wants to be saved can be saved. Say, through my blood, they can be saved.
That's
thank
true.
You, Jesus. And we thank him, like you said, because it's not a light thing that we look at, like Romans 5:12 says, and by one man, what is it? Sin entered into the world.
Yep.
And said, because of that, all death passed upon all men.
Yep.
And it tells us all of us have sinned.
Yep.
Romans 3:23, all have sinned, and we have all come short of his glory.
Yes.
Like it says, so when we, the scripture tells us to go outside the gate and bear the reproach
yes.
of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Look at what men have done. Bear that reproach.
Yes.
Like he said, nobody was there with him
yes.
but his people. Those of us that love him, we got to keep it in my mind
yes.
what Jesus Christ went through.
Yes.
He went through, like he said, they expressed utter disapproval
yes.
and disappointment.
Yes.
How you do that? Thank you, Jesus. He's the creator of heaven and earth.
Right.
But they expressed such disappointment.
Yes.
Oh, how could he come and
right.
say he's this and say he's that.
Yep.
But like you said, he came because he wanted to sanctify him
right.
a people
yeah.
say, with his blood. That's why it's so important that we remember to say, stay sanctified by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That thing keeps ringing in my mind about how we are justified. We are declared righteous
yes.
by the Lord Jesus Christ. And that we go down in the water and we're baptized in his name. We do exactly what the word tells us to do. Because
yeah.
the name, it represents his blood.
Yeah.
So we don't have him here physically today, but we got that blood. That's why it's so important. Like you said, when we're baptized, someone has to say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So to invoke that name, invoke
yes.
the blood upon my life
yes.
so that I can come up out the water. He tells me to walk
yes.
in the newness of life.
Right.
I got to get up and begin to walk.
Yes.
Say, in the newness of life, my mind has to be renewed.
Yes.
And understand, like you say, now he's calling for me
yes.
to be sanctified.
Yes.
He's calling for me to stay away from things that are not like him
right.
at all.
Right.
He wants me to bear the reproach.
Right.
Remember what I went through.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Other people out there going, oh, look, Look at him. He said he's the King of the Jews. But like I said, we know who Jesus Christ is. We know him. And we know what say we done went through. We hear about it. We read about it. So I constantly, each and every day, have to keep in my mind what he went through on my behalf.
Right.
Like it says, because what? We got to remember, because we don't have a city. Like it says, we're looking for what? We have, well, Jesus. Okay. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one that is to come.
Right.
Like, you can't get comfortable in this life here.
Right.
We got a city that is to come.
Right.
Like I said, he's preparing a place for us that where he is, he wants us to be there as well.
Right.
And like you said, saints, we got to continue to hold on to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Like I said, because when we're baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe it's Romans 6, says when we're baptized in him, we're taking on his death.
Yes.
We're taking on the death.
Right.
And if you remember, like you said, the reproach of his death, how gory it was, how sad it was. Like you said, the Lord, and they're pointing and they're looking and they're saying this and they're saying that.
Right.
But when we go down in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we take on his death. It's not just something we don't just step down in the water and come on up.
Right.
We're taking on the death of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
So we are associating ourselves with that same reproach that he had to suffer with without the gate.
Right.
And so, saints, we want to keep that in mind. We are in a stage right now where sanctification is so important.
Yeah.
We have not gotten our glorified bodies, but we want to make sure we are stayed covered up under that blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
When everything that I do, like we were talking about this morning, my thought process, what I put on, what I say, how I act, I got to remember the blood is on me.
Right.
I cannot govern myself the way I want to govern. Like you said, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he died up on it, before he got up there, that flesh of his wanted to, like I said, if any way, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will, thine will be done. Like you said, we got to have the same kind of mind. I have to have a desire to live holy for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, and I thought about, I said, when he was pressing up the hill to Calvary, to down the cross, you like you said, people just looking, and he carried the cross.
Yeah.
Like you said, but he remember, he said, not my will, thy will be done. He didn't give up.
Right.
He kept moving with the cross.
Right.
Like I said, we all going to have situations in our lives that we're going to have to go through, saints. We're not going to like everything that we're given in our life. Our pastor tells us time from time, this is a suffering way.
Yes,
we got to learn how to go through.
Jesus.
And I'm all in my mind, I kept saying, I said, he kept moving with
did.
That cross.
Yep.
Even though they have beat him, they have whipped him. We hear the saints time from time testify, this has happened. That has happened. And like I was sharing with my mom this morning, we got to just suffer sometimes for the name of the Lord Jesus. For the name of Jesus Christ. We got to keep carrying the cross. Whatever he gives us, hallelujah, I got to keep trucking up the hill. I got to keep going right on up there. Because why? I seek a city to come. This is not my home right here. I got a God that died for me to prepare another place, say, for me. He sealed me with his blood. He sealed me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. That's why I need the Holy Ghost. Because I need power to reside right on the inside of my soul. To let me know you are up under the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He suffered without the gate. He stayed up on that cross. Why? Because he wanted to sanctify him a people that want to praise him. That's why we come and say you give the sacrifice of praise what? Continually. The fruit of your lips. Not whatever you feel like giving him. I got to give him the fruit of my lips. And I got to give him sacrifice continuously. Because he has been good to me. He has made ways out of no way for me. Lord Jesus Christ is there. Jesus, always with me, no matter what my situation is. And I have to remember that all the time. I am up under the blood. When I wake up in the morning, I'm under the blood. Whatever I'm getting ready to say, I'm under the blood. Hallelujah. I cannot treat the blood like I want to treat the blood. I'm sealed with the blood. He mean, saints, if I want to be kept,
right.
Like we said, there has to be a desire.
That's right.
You got to want this thing. A lot of times we see, like I said, as we go throughout life now, a lot of folks are falling by the wayside.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're making it up as they go along.
Right.
They're making the rules up.
Yep.
The words say do this, and then, well, maybe a little bit of this,
right.
And I'll try a little bit of that. But it said if you offend in one, you offend in all. This whole book, you might as well close it up and go on about your business. Like you said, because you're not going to go with the Lord Jesus Christ. He sanctified him a people unto himself. Not just any old kind of people, a people that want to praise him. And that remembers what he went through up on that cross. Like you said, those pictures, they're beautiful, but you got to keep it in your mind. What the Lord Jesus Christ went through up on that cross. Here he is, God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, the creator of my body,
right.
The creator of my mind.
Yeah.
Like you say, I got to remember every single day. And that thing stuck with me. He kept moving. He kept right on moving.
Yep.
But nevertheless, someone came along to help him, right? He had, what is it, Simon, one of them that came along, like you said, to help him carry that cross. He's going to send us a help, saint.
Yes, he
He's going to be there to help us.
Yes,
but my job is to keep moving with my cross. Don't put your cross down. Don't put your cross down just because you don't like what you've been given.
Right.
Like you said, like Elder Scott had told us one time before, this story has already been written.
Right.
It's up to me to just get with the story.
Yeah.
Get
yeah.
with what the Lord has given me already. Say, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done.
Yeah.
Keep carrying the cross. I heard the deacon say the job is hard.
Yeah.
But he said, I can't stop. He can't just give up.
Yeah.
He got to keep moving.
Yes, he does.
Keep moving. That's what he's been given.
Yep.
Like you said, and I always say, everything the Lord gives us
is
for a purpose.
Yes,
to shine my life.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm going to get a check.
Hey.
I may get this, health benefits and all these things, but it's for a purpose.
Yeah.
To let somebody see, oh, Jesus, he's real.
Yes, he
oh, look at his life is a little different.
Right.
Her life is a little bit different from my life.
Right.
I'm seeing something different about him. And he already said to people, take notice. I noticed you don't get over there with the rest of the group. Why? Because Jesus said, I'm going to sanctify me a people. I got to sanctify a people that's going to appreciate what I have done up here on this cross. Thank you, Jesus. And remember, this is not your home. This is not where you come to stay. I'm going to prepare a place for you. But you got to remember it in your mind that this place is in this world here. This is not where I'm coming to stay. That this is not where I'm going to dwell at. So I can't get caught up. Deacon can't get caught up in, oh, Lord, this is my back. And this is happening. And that's happening. And all these things are happening in our lives. But I got to remember, I'm sanctified unto the Lord Jesus Christ. I can't complain about it. Like you said, tell Jesus about it. Like you said, he's the one that pulled us out, saints. He loved us, saints. And I thank the Lord for it. I said, because I kept seeing that thing in my mind. Here he is up on the hill. And the people just looking. And it says, told us what? Let us go forth thereunto him without the camp. That bearing his reproach. Look at that thing. Support and understand. Like you said, Lord, I see what you have done for me.
Right.
I see that you've gotten up here and, like you said, just denied yourself and got up on this cross.
Yes,
because he did say, let this cup pass.
Yeah.
Like you said, if there be any other way. Like you said, and I told, like I was telling my mom on this morning, I said, look, you know, because your mind want to go another way. I said, no, let's call such and such. Nope, we're not going to do that.
No.
I said, what we're going to do is believe Jesus.
We're
going to believe the one that's called us out.
Right.
And I believe, saying, like we were saying this morning, you believe in him, he'll deliver.
Yes,
like you said, sometimes we get caught up in so much stuff.
Yep.
This is not our home.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. We get caught up in the pill bottles. We get caught up in all the stuff that's going on.
Yes.
This is not going to help me down here. We're not going to make it in depending on the things of this world.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
I got to lean on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
He did this. He said, well, enough of these animals. Enough of these his sacrifices. I'm going to sacrifice myself for them. Because somebody is going to want to praise me.
Right.
Somebody is going to want to be saved.
Right.
Somebody wants to live for me.
Yes.
So let me go down here and offer myself and be a reproach to mankind. And you say, you look at them and say, well, who do they think they are? You sit up and you point your finger and say, he ain't good enough.
Right.
No, look at him. He think he this. He think he that. And they do it to us too,
yes,
saints.
They
do the same thing to us, but you cannot be caught up in this foolishness. I've got to have a mind to say, I want to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. But they say, for God I live and for God I will surely die.
Yes.
You've got to have it made up in your mind. Like I said, that we are going to make it back no matter what.
Right.
Now, we have down here, I have Romans 9 through 11. And this is another one that rung in my mind too. You know, this scripture stays with me said lots of times because I think we forget sometimes this is important as well. Verses 9 through 11. It says, but ye are not in the flesh, but I'm in the spirit. Like I said, if I have tarried for the gift of the Holy Ghost, and if I know I went down in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I should have the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ moving down on the inside of me, governing me, letting me know I'm sanctified. I'm holy unto the Lord Jesus Christ. He has declared me righteous to stand before him. What it said, let us go boldly to the throne of grace that we may be able to get the help we need in a time of need. Said from the Lord Jesus Christ, there was a time when they weren't able to do that. Like I said, back in the book of Exodus, when the law was given up on the mount, like I said, they couldn't even touch the mount. But like I said, we got a God now we can go to. Like I said, he's come and he's offered himself. And he said, we can go to him. And he understands what it is that we go through time from time. But verse number 9 says, if so that the Spirit of God dwell in you. And it says, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Okay? So, but if the Spirit of him raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Like I said, because what did he tell us back over in Hebrews? He said there is a city that's going to come. There is something that we're going to look forward to. But what? Only if I have the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ say down on the inside of me. Only if I remain sanctified unto the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, I'm not of the flesh. This is not my home. I'm not down here to give in to this, to give in to that. Yes, we're going to have issues. Saints. We're going to go through stuff. We're going to go through sicknesses. We're going to go through whatever, job problems. Family problems, financial problems. But it tells me I am not in the flesh, but I'm in the spirit. If so the spirit dwells in you, okay? It says here, like it says, dwelling in you, if any man. But if I don't have the spirit of Christ, I don't belong to him. I've got to have the same mind as the Lord Jesus Christ. The same mind that he had to go and suffer outside the gate. He had to leave outside the city walls and go up on that hill and be a reproach to mankind. I got to have the same kind of mind. Like it says, I got to have that same mind inside of me. Because it says, if I don't have that spirit, I don't belong to him. I got to bear the same reproach. I got to understand that this world is wicked. Like you said, and I got to bear the reproach of those that don't, they say they don't love the Lord Jesus Christ. They're going to point at us. They're going to look at us. They're going to say this. But I got to have the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ down on the inside of me to hold me, to keep me sanctified, to keep me separated for the use of the Lord Jesus Christ until he comes back say, for me, okay? And it tells me here also, say, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the body is life because of righteousness. What has he done? He's declared me righteous. I should be dead when I come up out of that water. Like you said, he sanctified me. He gave me his name.
Yep.
Like you said, I should be dead to sin.
Yep.
Like you said, things are going to come up in our lives. Like you said, the enemy is going to try to tempt us.
Yes.
He's going to try to distract us, like Elder Scott has said. But don't give in to it.
Right.
Like you said, don't give in to what the devil gives.
Right.
Like you said, you learn how to just ask the Lord Jesus Christ for his help.
Yep.
Like you said, the righteous run into the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we will find safety
yes.
in the name
yes.
of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
He told me if I abide in him and his word abide in me, I can ask what I will. And Jesus, he said, and it shall be done. But that's got to be my mind frame. I got to let the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ dwell down on you. Abide means dwell. Abide means live. Hallelujah, Jesus. Abide means I'm not going to be questioning. I'm just going to stay with Jesus. Wherever he say go, I'm a go. Whatever he say do, I'm a do. And I'm going to trust that he has my best interest because he does. Like you said, he loves us. He loves us. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, but if the spirit of him raised up Jesus, said from the dead, if that spirit raised, if it's down on the inside of us. And like you said, we got to know that it's there. We got to know, we were talking about it this morning in Sunday school class. When you get on that last breath of yours, like you said, you back, you thinking like it's your last time. I can't be laid up there wondering if I'm going to go back with Jesus Christ. Since we really don't know when our last day is. And we got to stay with the Lord Jesus Christ. We got to let him use us for his glory. Like I said, but when I'm laying there for the last time, I got to know that I have the Holy Ghost down on the inside. I got to know for sure that he's down there on the inside of me. Because like you said, that same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead is going to quicken my body. Why? Because he already told me, this is not your home. I'm going to prepare another place for you. But all you got to do, you got to keep yourself clean. You got to stay sanctified. I came and shed my blood so that you can remain sanctified in me. But like I said, it is so important because a lot of times we forget. I think we forget and our mind may fall to the wayside. That's what the enemy, that's his job. Like I said, make us forget the word. Like I said, but like I still say this morning, what is it, Lord? What is it, Jesus? You know, like you said, you got
to
ask those questions. What is it that's hindering me? There's something going on with me. My mind is not lining up with what sanctification. I'm supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be in this middle ground waiting to get my glorified body. Like I said, I got to understand. I got to ask the question. Lord Jesus, is this you? Like I said, is your spirit still dwelling down on the inside of me? I don't want to just be moving and there's nothing there. Like I said, the devil can quicken. The devil know how to make up some stuff out his mouth and sound like it's Jesus. But like I said, we got to know that it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Like I said, because he's coming. And he's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. I say it so many times. Like I said, and I told my mom, I said, that thing is very profound. It's so profound. That means all that I have to do, all that I am doing, I still got to be able to say without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish. Like I said, because I have to have a desire. Like I said, this whole walk that we do now, it is faith, saints. It takes faith. It takes faith all day, each and every day. Like you said, when I start out my day, it takes faith to see these things. It takes faith for me to see Jesus up on that cross and all that he went through. It takes faith for me to see him continue to carry that cross up the hill of Calvary and get up on it and die and shed all his blood for me. It takes faith for me to see that I am able to go back with the Lord Jesus Christ. It takes faith for me to see that city that he promised me, that home, that new heaven, that new earth that will not be tainted with this stuff that's down here. A lot of times we get overwhelmed. A lot of times you hear the saints say, I'm so sick and tired. I'm tired of looking at this. I get tired of looking at that. Turn on the TV, is this. Turn on your phone, is that. Your neighbors across the street, is this. Your neighbor down the stairs, is that. The people in the store. Everywhere you go is foolishness. Like I said, so why not So don't get caught up in this.
Right.
Don't get caught up in this life.
Right.
Like, remember what I have been purchased with.
Right.
Like we said, the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Like I said, He promised me, if I stay with Him, I can ask whatever I will, and it shall be done. But I got to stay with the Lord Jesus Christ. Like I said, you see a lot of stuff happening, and I'm learning. Just keep your mouth closed, and you just say, Jesus, amen. Like, you just moan and focus on myself. Like I said, because I got to make it in. Like I said, after this is what? The judgment. I got to stand immediately before the Lord. There is no purgatory. There is no time for a pause and let me get it right. No. Like you say, if I don't stay where I'm supposed to stay at, I'm not going to reap the benefits like the Lord Jesus Christ, He has promised me.
Right.
But He told me I need to offer the fruits of my lips with praise. I need to offer Him praise continuously.
Yes.
Find a reason to praise the Lord Jesus Christ. My sis back there said she got a lot of pain going on, but she's determined.
Yes.
Those words stuck out with me when we had the joy band lesson the other night. Like you said, we're going to be tempted.
Yes.
We're going to be distracted.
Yes.
But I got to be determined that I'm not going to allow any and everything to come into my life. Why? Because I need the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ to stay in me. Why? Because that's what's going to change me. That's what's going to make me change in the end. And that's how I'm going to get my new heaven, my new earth. Like you said, but I got to stay sanctified unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Let Him know, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for the blood. I thank you for the blood. Hallelujah. So every time I get ready to do something, thank Him for the blood. Like you said, there are other people out there that are looking for a way out. They're looking for a way of escape. We have it. We got it right here. And so this is why we get on our knees and we cry out the way we have to cry out. Like you said, because we need Jesus to stir that gift up.
Yeah.
Time from time, I got to stay sanctified in the Lord. That's why Deacon O'Hee, I keep referring to him because he's the latest with the information. But he said he had to listen. I got to go down there and tell them people, I got to go to church.
Right.
I can't be here amongst these here folks because my inheritance is amongst those that are sanctified. You could get on the phone. You could talk about this and that. It's not going to help your mind. It tells me over in Romans 8, it says, I'm not in the flesh.
Yeah.
I may be in the flesh, but your mind should not be in the flesh.
Right.
I need to have my mind on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And shit, like I said this morning, you know, my mind was, you know, and I thank Jesus because usually, like Elder Scott, I try to say, well, don't answer the phone. You know, my mind was, well, it's either your husband or your household, your other house. You know, and I was thinking, I said, well, let me go in here and answer the phone because it was two rings. You know, and I said, well, maybe something. And I almost didn't. I said, well, let me go on. And I saw, and I called back and, you know, she began to tell me this, that, and the other. And my mind was like, oh, no. Oh, no. You know, and the enemy try to take your mind away. Try to take the, what is it, the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. The word that He gives us. Like we said, we sit here and we hear the word over and over and over again. The word say, assemble yourself.
Right.
The word say, fast.
Yep.
The word say, pray.
Yes.
The word say, cast your care
yes.
upon Jesus.
Yes.
The word say, trust me.
Yes.
Hey. The word say, have faith in me.
Yes.
The word say, love me
right.
and keep my commandments.
Right. Yes.
It tells me all these things.
Yes.
But the enemy, he's showing up. He said, let me see what they're going to do.
Yes.
And I had to begin to say, oh no, we're going to change this. We're going to go about this another way.
Right.
We're going to ask the Lord, Jesus, to step in the midst of this. And I began to tell, I said, you remember Job? I said, yeah, Job was walking about too. That he was a man that feared the Lord Jesus Christ. Like I said, but the Lord said, well, he was going to allow this test to come upon him. And his friends came along. They're supposed to have been encouraging him. But what they started telling him, surely something you done did wrong. And what does that do to our mind? Oh, maybe it is something. I done did it. Why the Lord don't like me? And you don't begin to think, well, no. You know, don't know. And the Lord had to come and tell you, where were you? Because you began to question Him. Well, why is this, Lord Jesus? Who are you?
Right.
You don't question what I give you. My grace is sufficient for you.
Right.
All you need to do is depend on me and trust me. Like my word says, pick up the word. What is it? Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. How am I going to say? sanctified through this here word.
Right.
That's why I got to get in it and know what it says on the inside of it. If I want my soul to stay with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
And the more I begin to talk, I say, yeah. I said, but Job, he got double for his trouble in the end. The Lord blessed him in the end. And I thank him, I said, because when you stand on it, and now, you know, I was talking to her, and I was like, yeah, I know the power of Jesus is real. We're not going to even stand for this.
Right.
So I was like, we're not going to even stand for this.
Right.
I said, because we come to praise and magnify Jesus.
Yeah.
The Lord, and we sanctify him a people.
Yeah.
But the only way I can stay sanctified is through his word.
Yeah.
They said the enemy, he comes, he tries to come in like a flood.
Yeah.
Flood my mind and snatch the word away.
Yeah.
Let me walk back out this door after I hear the word, all the word, go back home and do the same stuff.
Yeah.
That I was doing before. Though there's no change in my life.
Right.
Every time I hear the word, there should be a change on the inside of me. Let me do a little bit more, Lord. Oh, Jesus, I saw that, Lord. Let me try this a little bit better. Let me say this a little bit more. Oh, let me cry out to your name a little bit more. Let me fast a little bit more. Let me run for my life. Let me get in here amongst the saints. Let me stop trusting in other people. Let me stop getting asking other people their advice about this. What he said, don't sit in the seat of the scornful. They said, don't talk with the unconsoled of the ungodly. We are the what? Sanctified. That he got up on the cross and shed his blood for. He didn't intend for you to get up and ask somebody else what you're supposed to do. Come and ask me. If the Spirit dwells in you, like I said, if you got the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ down in you, ask Jesus. He said, ask what you will if you're about me, and I will do it for you. But you said you got to walk upright before him. You got to know that he'll withhold no good thing from you if you walk upright before him. Be pleasing in his sight. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I thank the Lord because he gave me that. And I say, yeah. Amen.
Yep.
You be of reproach. But then the Lord said, that's the blessing. When you see, and I saw her text me on the phone, and she said, yeah, Jesus, bless. That's the blessing. When you hold on to Jesus, you don't know what's coming. You don't know what the end is going to show up and be. But all I know is Jesus is with me. And all I know is Jesus is my God. All I can go by is what he told me in his word. All I can go by is what he's done for me before. And all I can do is trust his word and know he's going to show up. Hallelujah. And I thank the Lord that because he proves it. And every time he proves himself, he shows us, you keep moving on. You keep moving on. Why? Because you're my people. You are my people. I sanctified you. I didn't do it for nobody else. Those that want me, they will sanctify themselves. Hallelujah. You will purify yourself. Hallelujah. And keep yourself with the mind to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, he did. He died for everybody. But it's only for those that want him. It's only for those that desire him. It's only for those that love Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just see, hallelujah, people just fall by the wayside and pick Jesus up like he's a raggedy dog, baby, and just throw him to the side. I don't want this no more. I'm tired of doing this. But you forgot what he brought you out of. You stood up and said, Jesus did this. You stood up and said, I went down in his name. You stood up and said, I tarried. I called his name. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. You said he's on the inside of my soul. Hallelujah, Jesus. You said he's the one that's blessing you each and every day. But then we get up and we walk on out the door with boldness. Thank you, Jesus. They say, he said he filled the heart of Judas. He filled his heart. Made him think he was doing something. Said Jesus said, whatever you're going to do, go do it and do it quickly. And go on out of here. They said, he'll give you up. They said, but see, here they had Jesus Christ standing right there with them. They had God Almighty right there in the presence with them. How else? All you had to do was take advantage of that. Repent. His mind was off. He said, with Lord Jesus Christ and the Lord said, some of you are clean, but then some of you are not clean. There's one of you here that's not. And look like you ought to say, well, let me get up, Jesus. Let me repent, please, Lord. I'm sorry. Because it's my mind. It's my mind. enemy.
Right.
The enemy here in my mind.
Yeah.
And like you said, we blame the devil, but it's me.
Yes.
Yeah, the devil put it out there, but I did it. Me, I did it. I chose
yep.
to think that way.
Yep.
I chose to let the devil fill my mind
yes.
and to fill my heart
yes.
and make me think I'm doing right when I'm all wrong.
Yep.
I'm totally wrong.
That's
like you said, so we got to remember.
Yeah.
We got to fight, saints. Thank you, Jesus, said for our lives because it depends on it.
Yeah.
Like you said, see, if that spirit is inside of me,
yeah.
he's going to raise me up.
Right.
He's going to get me ready for that new heaven, that new earth. But I got to remember, I got to stay focused
yeah.
on what he did.
Yeah.
I can't just be bobbing around. I'm sanctified. I'm sanctified. I got to have something in my mind.
Yeah.
I got to remember Jesus' blood
yeah.
is on me.
Right.
he said he's trying to redeem us back to himself.
Yeah.
Once again, Adam and them, they lost that relationship
yeah.
for us. We didn't know what that relationship was like.
Jesus.
All we knew was what? Good and evil.
Yeah.
We came out with that, say, you come out your mother womb, you speak lies.
Yeah.
That's all we knew.
Yeah.
You grew up just getting beaten all day long. You don't know why, you just got spanking.
Yeah.
Sit down, be quiet,
right.
stop doing that. Get over there in the corner. Did you hear what I said, dude?
Right.
But what in the world is going on? Why do they keep beating me?
Right.
But then you come to understand, you are in sin.
Yeah.
You are the devil. You
yeah.
of your father. There's a no good thing down on the inside of me. It's trying to take me to hell.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. But like you said, we thank the Lord because he reveals these things through
yes.
us, to us.
Yes.
Say, through his word.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
He lets us know that he's here.
Yes.
He tells us in Romans 8:8, he says, those that are in the flesh, they cannot please
yes.
the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
If we're going to stay in the flesh, like Romans 8:9 say, but you are not of the flesh.
Right.
Like you should be of the spirit.
Yes.
Of the spirit, saints.
Right.
Like you said, yeah, things gonna make up, but
Jesus,
smile.
Jesus.
Try to get that smile from somewhere.
Yeah.
Be thankful.
Yeah.
So give him the praise.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Not when you feel like it, continuously.
Right.
Yeah.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, my car broke down, but it's all right,
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I'ma find another way.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone. Sister so-and-so, can you come and pick me up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that, and if you're the saints, and if the spirit of Jesus is in you,
right.
amen, I'm on my way, I'll be here.
Because
that's what the inheritance, that's what the sanctified God. We don't give up.
Right.
Like you said, every little thing, we don't give up on Jesus.
Right.
He didn't give up on us, saints.
Right.
He kept pressing up that hill.
Right.
He kept the cross. He kept the cross on him.
Yeah.
Like you said, what did he say? He endured the cross,
yeah.
despised the shame
yeah.
for the joy that was set before him. He endured those things. Why? Because he saw us.
Yeah.
He saw us right here. It may not be a lot of us here today, saints,
right.
but we got our minds on Jesus.
Right.
We got our minds. We got our minds to see the Lord Jesus Christ. I cannot lose focus
yeah.
and keep talking about every time I turn around. Well, the Lord know my heart,
yeah.
and he know this, and he know, yes, he does.
He know
my heart is deceitful.
Right.
And little do we know, we don't like to deal with that word a lot of times, deceitful, but we are deceitful.
We are
deceitful.
Yeah.
Like I said, we'll say, I'm going to do it this way, but you really mean in another kind of way.
Right.
Well, why did you do it like that? Well, because this, that, and the other. You know you mean it a whole nother way, but you're trying to throw them off.
Yeah.
Like you said, because you don't want people to know.
Yeah,
I really didn't feel like doing it.
Yeah.
I really didn't feel like being bothered today.
Right.
So let me just ease a little something in it. But Jesus said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. What you sow, you're going to get that back. You're going to reap that.
Yeah.
Like you said, all that we put in, but if we don't keep sanctified, saints, what we put out there, we're going to reap it back.
Yeah.
Like you said, that same book, if we don't read it, it's going to judge us in the end.
Yeah.
And we got to know what the word tell us, saints.
Yeah.
We got to pick this book up and read it.
Yeah.
Know the word. Rehearse it in your ear.
Right.
Whatever you got to do all day long.
Yeah.
Like you said, keep our minds on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
He said he will keep us in perfect peace. Those who mind is what stayed on him. Because why? I trust in him. I got to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Like you said, a lot of times we know sanctification. And that's a word, like you said, the enemy, he just fights us on it. Because he knows, and that after sanctification, what? We're going to get them glorified bodies. I got to stop them in their tracks. Whatever I can do, if I can give them some kind of illness that'll never go away, if I can make them mess up, if I can make them go over here and try a little of this, drink a little of that, shake my little hips over here, sneak and do that, don't pay my tithes, don't do nothing, fornicate, anything on my little mind, try to come up with, that's the enemy. He put it out there. Don't it look pretty? I told him, I said, he dressed it up in lights too. So you could come and be, ooh, look at that.
Right.
You know, and not understanding, it's the enemy.
Yeah.
The devil.
Yep.
He's coming trying to destroy your life. He's trying to take us away from the position that the Lord Jesus Christ has put us in, saints. Remember, we are the sanctified.
Right.
I don't go to nobody but Jesus.
Right.
And those that know Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Right.
Like you said, but I go to the Lord and ask Him to keep me.
Right.
I go to Him and ask Him, like you say, reveal to me those things that are not like you. Don't go, do you think I'm doing this? Do you think that was right?
Yeah.
Girl, please, don't worry about it. That's what they tell. Child, please.
Yeah.
Child, don't worry about that stuff.
Right.
That's what the world say do.
Yeah.
And you keep marching right on.
Yep.
Well, they don't need to mind their business.
Yep.
And I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do.
Yep.
It's between me and the Lord. And all this here type of stuff.
Yep.
We're not going to make it in.
No,
we're not going to make it in. I'm so sorry. We're not. You're not going to make it in. Like you said, your sin got to be whatever before you.
Yes.
Let Jesus know what it is.
Yep.
Okay? Why? Because He sanctified us, saints.
Yes.
He sanctified Him a people.
Yep.
And it told me to go outside that gate.
Yep.
And look.
Yep.
And bear the reproach.
Yep.
Of what they have done to our Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
How they whipped Him. They beat Him. They called Him out. You know, sometimes I was reading the word and I was like, Lord, they even called Jesus the devil.
Yes.
They called Him the devil.
Yes.
Out of His mouth. Bills above. All kind of stuff they called Him. They just spit on Him, stabbed Him, whipped Him, all kind of things they did to Him where He could have just, stopped their heart right where they were. Stop time, matter of fact, and just say, look, wipe this away. Let me start over again. But like you said, because of the joy that He knew, like you said, that's coming before Him. Like you said, we want to make sure we do that. We stay sanctified, and we don't, like you said, I think about it, I'm going to stop, have a mind frame of, a lot of people say, oh, people tell you, get the crowns to lay at the feet of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We want something to lay at His feet.
Yes.
Like I said, we don't want to get there and have nothing. Some people say, oh, well, it's good enough because I'll be saved. 9 times out of 10, you ain't going to make it. No way. Because your mind ain't right, okay? That's the wrong mind frame. No, we got to be a worker for the Lord Jesus Christ. If I say I'm sanctified and I know Jesus, I got to live like I know Jesus. I got to live it every single day. I mean, no matter how hard it is. I mean, family members, job, everything. I mean it. Get somewhere in a corner and call Jesus. Like you said, because He will come and see about His people. I love Matthew 1:21. It says, she shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call His name Jesus. Why? Because He shall save His people from their sin. Like you said, He's going to save us from sin. So if we stay with Him. Elder Scudder told us last time that Jesus is what? Salvation. His name means saved. And so that's the saving name. Well, there is no other name that we can go through except the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't forget His word. Don't go out. Let the word rule richly inside of you. Let it dwell down. Let it come up out of you. When things start happening, so don't fall apart. Don't give in to whatever and start saying this and saying, remember the reproach. Remember what Jesus did. Like I said, why? Because there's a city that's going to come. Like I said, this is not my city. And they told me about the kingdom. That kingdom that cannot be removed. That's what I want. Like I said, so I need the grace of Jesus. I need His unmerited favor to be shown upon my life because I want to be a part of that. Like I said, ask the Lord to just keep working on that saint. said to continue to build us up. They always got to admonish us all the time. People ain't talking right. They ain't talking about Jesus. Leave them alone. Leave these folk alone. If they want to talk about baker cake, amen. But you start talking about the church and this, and I don't like this, and I don't, amen. Oh, but let me call you back. No, matter of fact, you call me back. Yeah. And pray that the Lord bless their mind while they're going on. Okay, so but we want to stay sanctified. Those of us that truly want to make it back with the Lord Jesus Christ, saying, stay with the Lord Jesus.
That's right.
Stay with him. It is worth it. Like you said, those eyes of faith, we got to see it.
Yeah.
The just lives by faith.
Yeah.
The only way we're going to make it back with him, we got to see Jesus. See us going back with him. See Jesus up on that cross. Like I said, that's why we tell the seekers, when you're down there on the knees calling Jesus, see him on the cross. See the reproach. See what he went through. Yeah. Like I said, that wasn't nothing beautiful. We thank him for what he did, but it was not a beautiful thing. But you let your soul cry out to him and ask Jesus, please save my soul. Think about what he did. Every time I get ready to do something, nope. Jesus, I got to remember the blood.
Right.
I'm covered by the blood of Jesus.
Right.
I cannot be a part of that.
Right.
I cannot say that.
That's
I cannot look at that.
Right.
I cannot read that.
Yep.
I cannot dress like that. Because why? I'm sanctified.
I'm
set aside for the use of the Lord Jesus Christ only.
Yep.
Only. Can you come and participate? And they be over there shaking. Nope, I can't come.
Right.
Or if you get over there and they're not shaking and they begin to shake, I got to go.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'll talk to y'all later.
Yeah.
Those are the things we do, saints.
Yeah.
Like I said, because I got to stay sealed for the Lord Jesus Christ. But we thank the Lord for his word on today. And I pray the Lord bless you all in Jesus' name.
Oh,
amen.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Church, say amen.
Definitely thank the Lord for the message coming from Mother Scudder, Evangelist Scudder, I should say.